The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I have a favor to ask. Everyone who listens to these podcasts, I am asking that you would subscribe to The Gazette, our new digital magazine. It works on all devices and is guaranteed to give you hours of great entertainment. If you're listening to any of our podcasts, please go to oldtimeradiodvd.com and subscribe. Give it a few issues. If you don't like, simply unsubscribe. But I know that you're going to love The Gazette, oldtimeradiodvd.com to subscribe. You'll be glad you did.
Well, I guess I'm one of the few men in the world who can tell at 7 o'clock in the morning how the rest of the day is going to work out. If my son Andrew comes to the breakfast table bubbling over with enthusiasm, ready to go out and lick the world, I know there's going to be trouble that day. That's why I usually try to come down a few minutes ahead of time, have a coffee before I get the prediction for the day. Emily?
Yes, Ann?
I think the bell on the stove's ringing. My 3-minute egg must be done.
Oh, no, dear. I set the car for 2 minutes.
2 minutes?
Yes, that way, when the bell rings, I still have another minute to take care of anything I might be doing.
How do you know when the other minute's up?
Oh, silly. I look at my wristwatch.
That's quite an idea. I can see now I've never been able to boil an egg right.
Oh, James, now before Andy comes down, don't forget, today's his birthday and we're giving him a surprise party tonight.
I remember, Emily.
Remember, don't give anything away. Not a word about his birthday.
Yes, Emily.
Good morning, Mom and Dad. What a day. This is the kind of a day I wake up, smell that fresh air, see that glorious sun and shout, "Good morning, world! I'll lick you today, world!"
It's a good thing the world doesn't hear you.
Well, I guess the greater part of it does.
Well, look, Dad. Before I go to work, could we have a little talk?
That won't be necessary, Andrew. Here's a dollar.
Gosh, thanks. But we didn't have our talk.
Wasn't that what you wanted to talk about?
Yeah, I did want to borrow a buck until payday, but I had a 15-minute speech prepared to get it. Don't you even want to hear part of it?
Well, now you see, Andy, your father gave you that dollar today because...
Emily, don't...
I'm sorry.
Well, thanks again, Dad. By the way, if you'll read this little piece in this morning's paper, you'll see why I need the money today. Here, read.
It says here, last night in precious ceremonies, Andrew J. Hardy, young businessman of Carville, son of Judge Mr. James Hardy, was duly accepted and installed as a member of the Carville Junior Chamber of Commerce.
That's right.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Well, congratulations,
son. Thanks. It was bound to happen sooner or later. I was given one of the more important jobs with the CFC.
Mm. Oh, Andy, you joined the Knights of Columbus, too?
Emily. C of C, that's Chamber of Commerce.
Of course. I've been named official greeter for the organization. Meet any visiting dignitaries to the city. Attend official receptions, you know, all the things which require somebody who can put up a classy front.
I see. And you have the classiest front in the C of C, huh?
Wait until you hear who I'm playing host to today, too, Dad. Miss Inga Ludwig, the international skiing champion. She's stopping in town to give a skiing demonstration at Miller's Sporting Goods Store.
Skiing?
Uh-huh.
But, Andy, there's no snow in Miller's store.
I know, it's going to be tough sledding. Get it, Mom? No snow, tough sledding? That's pretty good.
You mean that you've been appointed to show this famous lady around?
That's right, Dad. Meet her, pose for a few pictures in the store, take her to lunch, pose for a few more pictures.
Oh, I can certainly see why you needed that extra dollar.
No, the dollar's for myself, Dad. The chamber gave me the money to show Miss Ludwig around. They cleaned out the treasury for this event. I certainly hope Miss Ludwig will get a favorable impression of Carville on $1.35.
Oh, hello, Andy.
Hi, Polly. Have you read this morning's paper yet?
I certainly have.
Huh?
Oh, I'm
so proud of you. A member of the Junior Chamber of Commerce.
Hey, I tell you, Polly, what with my work and all my social activities, the days just aren't long enough.
Andy, is this a way of leading up to saying that you can't see me tonight?
Gosh, no. It's the days that are short. I've got plenty of long nights to spare.
Well, it's a good thing. That date tonight is very important.
All right. Say, Polly, I've got something important to tell you. May I come in?
Sure.
Thank you.
Now, come over and sit down on the Davenport.
Thank you. A lot of women aren't very understanding about certain things. I mean, if some girls were to hear that their boyfriends took another girl to lunch, they'd become very jealous.
Yes?
Polly, I have to take Inga Ludwig, the international skiing champion, to lunch today. It's for the Junior Chamber of Commerce, of course. Well, thanks, Polly. I knew you'd understand. See you later.
Andy Hardy?
Yeah?
Take a look at this picture in yesterday's paper.
Yeah? Oh, that's good. Wow! Who is that gorgeous creature? Get a load of that bathing suit. Who is it? Miss America?
That Andrew Hardy is Miss Inga Ludwig.
Huh?
The international skiing champion.
Gosh, she must freeze to death skiing like that.
This is the girl you're going to eat lunch with today.
Oh, no, I'm not. Who could eat sitting next to something like that?
If you get all silly over this girl...
Now, Polly, I told you this was strictly business. Just a simple social function. What could happen at lunch? She's just an ordinary girl who happens to look like an angel and ski like a champion. What does that mean to me? Oh, silly. What could I possibly see in her?
Well, I must admit you're not a very ideal couple. It says in the paper that she's 25 years old and stands 6 feet two.
6 feet two? Polly. Polly, let's not fight this thing. She's bigger than both of us.
Well, Andrew, I only granted a short recess in court. What do you want to see me about so urgently?
Dad, I just got to have a man-to-man talk with you.
I thought we avoided that talk at the breakfast table this morning.
I don't need money, Dad. I need the advice of an older man, someone who's sophisticated, been around, knows the ways of women and the world.
You think I fit that description?
Well, you're certainly older than me.
Now, for a minute, you had me feeling quite like a scoundrel.
Dad, this girl I've got to meet today, she's sensational. This presents a whole new problem. I can't just brush a doll like this off with a little lunch. Just how do you treat a famous, beautiful athlete?
Well, just the same as if she were unattractive, I think.
Dad, let me in on some of the secrets, huh? You must have gotten around in your day, huh?
Well, in my day, I got around in a horse and buggy. I'm afraid we didn't cover much ground then.
Man to man, and just between us, weren't you ever introduced to a breathtaking beauty?
Well, man to man, yes. Once.
What did you do?
Just about what you do, I imagine.
Dad, I'm surprised at you. I never thought of you in that light.
Well, I believe I kissed her hand the very first night I took her home.
That's the light I always thought of you in. This terrific beauty you met, what did you talk about?
Well, first I was pretty tongue-tied. Then I broke the ice by asking her if she'd marry me.
That's murder! My gosh, you can get in trouble with an approach like that. Wait, suppose she took you up?
She did.
What?
Ever since that time, I haven't had a bit of trouble talking to her.
There she is. That's Inga Ludwig over there, Andy. Come on, Bill.
Okay.
I'll greet her and then you get some pictures of her.
Gee, she's a tall one, isn't she?
You'll have to photograph her in sections. Miss Ludwig. Miss Ludwig.
Yeah, I am Miss Ludwig.
How do you do? I'm Andrew Hardy, Junior Chamber of Commerce.
Such a small chamber of commerce.
Well, on behalf of the city of Carville, I am here to welcome you and extend the warmest hospitality.
No brass bands. In London, there were brass bands.
Oh, I'm going to take you over to Miller's Sporting Goods store. The crowd and the band will be waiting there.
Crowds, I loathe crowds. Just bands, I like.
Good. We always have bands for big celebrities, and I must say you're the biggest celebrity I ever...
I
I like you. You're so cute. So yumping up and down.
Just trying to get a good look at your face. Bill, will you get a couple of shots of Miss Ludwig beside all her luggage here?
Yeah, right. Yeah. All right, now face a little to the left, please, Miss Ludwig.
A little to the left.
Thank you.
Well,
there we are.
Mr. Hardy, you may stand beside me.
Oh, thank you.
You may put your arm around me.
Shouldn't I be shaking hands with you? Something like...
Would you rather?
Kind of ridiculous, isn't it?
How's that? Huh?
Perhaps you should put both arms around me like a hole, a big hole of grief.
Boy, do you know how to pose for a picture? How's this, Bill?
Oh, fine, fine.
And now, Mr. Hardy, I will plant a kiss of greeting on your cheek.
That's great, folks. Hold it. That's it.
May we go now, Mr. Hardy? The picture is over. Mr. Hardy, the hog is now also over.
Excuse me, that's right.
Now we go over to Banville Play, huh?
Oh, no, not yet. I'm taking you to lunch first, Miss Ludwig.
Mr. Hardy.
Yes.
You may call me Ingeborg.
And you may call me Antipone.
My name is Bill.
Your job is finished. See you later, Billboard.
Well, Ingeborg, shall we tie on the feedback?
Oh, Andy, you are so sophisticated.
Oh, boy.
You remind me of a very dear friend of mine in New York.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He is so delightful. Lives in a luxurious penthouse high above the city.
Resemblance is amazing.
Often we dine alone in his place at night.
Yeah.
By candlelight.
Uh-huh.
There is soft music on champagne, and sometimes we dance a little.
Guy's enough like me to be my twin brother. You know, Ingeborg, I often do those things, too.
Oh, no, how delightful.
Of course, I don't live in an apartment. Got a complete house.
Oh, yeah. How quaint.
Lots of nights, I dine by candlelight, soft music.
Soft music. The Glee, Debussy,
Spike Jones.
You are romanticist, too.
Sometimes I dance a little, too.
And who do you do all this with?
Nobody, but it's terribly sophisticated.
I would love to dine at your place by candlelight.
How about tonight?
Yeah, yeah. I break away from the boring public demonstration early and be at your place by 8 o'clock.
Fine, I'll be there, too.
Andy, your place is quiet. A place where we can escape people.
Well, it's not usually, but I'll see that it is tonight. What would you like for chow? Dinner.
I'd rather not know. You surprise me.
Swell, I promise you, you'll get a real surprise tonight.
We will return to the Hardy family. But first, a word from your announcer. Now back to the Hardy Family, starring Mickey Rooney, Lewis Stone, and Faye Holden.
You know, each year I'm faced with the problem of what to give Andrew on his birthday. Seems no matter how hard I try, I never seem to get the right thing. Last year, for instance, knowing how fond he is of the movies, I said, Andrew, how about the two of us going down to see Lana Turner tonight? And he said,
Gee, swell, Dad, but who'll we get for you?
Yes, Andrew's birthday's always been a problem to me. But today you settle down to being a businessman, and I think the surprise party we're planning for tonight will be about the nicest birthday present we could give him.
Well, Andrew, I suppose you're going over to see Polly Benedict tonight.
No, don't think so. Dad, why don't you take Mom to the movies tonight? You both had a hard week.
Be good to get out, huh?
No. We plan on just spending a quiet evening at home.
Dad, I know you folks budget yourselves. If it's the money, I didn't spend that dollar you loaned me today. Here, take it and have a good time at the movies.
No, we can't. You see, we're planning...
Emily, don't you...
But it's 7 o'clock, and you know what we plan for 8 o'clock.
That's exactly the time the second show starts at the Bijou. You've just got time to make it, Mom.
Andrew, didn't I hear you say you had a date with Polly tonight? You run right over and see her if you want to.
Dad, I saw her Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights.
Well, that shows how you've been neglecting her. You didn't see her Wednesday night.
That night she was over here. it'll be good for the kid not to see me one night.
Oh, dear. James, what do we do now?
Go to the movies, maybe? If you don't want to miss the cartoon, you ought to be going too, huh, Mom?
You know, Andy, it's not good for you to coop yourself up in the house like this at night.
It's the only night I've been home in a week. Here, Dad, please take the dollar and go to the movies, huh?
No, son. Now, here, you're always spending your money on us. Only last week you brought Mother and me 2 chocolate sodas.
Polly, hon, I'm glad you came over. We just can't get Andy out of the house. Is there anything you could do?
Well, there's one thing that might work. Whenever I really want to influence Andy, I always turn on the charm. That's devastating.
Oh, good.
Hello, Polly.
Hello, Judge Hardy.
Polly's going to try and get Andy to go out.
Well, I don't know what good it'll do. I've tried every way I can think of.
Judge Hardy, I know a way that you never thought of.
Well, you go ahead, Polly. Andy's in the parlor.
All right, Mrs. Hardy. Hello, Andy.
Polly, what are you doing here? I thought I called off our date.
Oh, how can you be so cold and cruel? Don't you know how I count the minutes and the hours during the day until I'll see you at night?
Well, sure, I guess it's pretty tough on you. Huh?
Don't send me away. All I want is just a word, a kind look or two from you.
Now, child.
I've never seen you like this before. So aloof, so distant.
Polly, do you suppose you could be more distant, like, say, over at your place?
May I sit on the arm of your chair?
You've just got to go home.
Oh, you look so masculine and handsome sitting here in your new bathrobe.
Polly, this is Dad's smoking jack. It may be a little large, but it's a very sophisticated thing for casual evening wear at home.
I slipped into your lap.
Polly, I tell you, you have to, you gotta...
Your hair smells awful good.
Like it?
Yeah. Your cheek is awful soft, too.
Gee, you're cute.
Polly, do you suppose you could, I mean, would you...
Yes, Andy?
Would you please get off my lap and go home?
Impossible. Mom. Dad, it's 8 o'clock. You're not going to the movies.
Oh, dear James, it is 8. Andy, why can't you be like other normal boys and go away someplace at night?
Andy, I have just one more thing to suggest. Suppose the two of us go downtown and play a little game of pool.
James!
Dad, you never shot pool, neither did I.
Well, at this moment, I could shoot anything.
I can see you two just want to stay home, so I'll go out. Would you feel more like leaving if I promised to go?
Oh, now why didn't we all come to this sort of an understanding an hour ago? Well, that's a splendid idea. You go first and we'll follow.
No, Mom. You go first and I'll lock up the house.
Goodbye, son. Goodbye. Come back soon.
Hey, I'll just take a little walk, I think. Bye, Dad.
Bye, Andy.
Bye, Mom. Bye, Dad.
Bye.
Goodbye, James.
Goodbye, James. Emily, we're together, remember?
Oh, yes, that's right.
Well, good night. I can't stall any longer. I got to catch some before... see you later.
Oh, James. He's actually out of the house.
Well, he hadn't gone pretty soon. I'd put another candle on that birthday cake.
James, I just thought... Suppose he doesn't come back for hours.
He'll be back before long. Every girl he knows will be out. They're all coming here.
Oh, it's going to be so exciting. When we get everything arranged, we'll all hide and turn out all the lights.
Yes, I'm just dying to see the expression on the boy's face when the latch do go on and 20 people. Bye.
I do not understand, Andy. If someone is at your home...
They'll be gone any minute now. Just the lady who does the housework and the man who does my buying. Charming couple. They've been with me for years.
Oh. But we have driven around this block so many times.
Yeah, I know. What's keeping them? The lights are off now. They must have gone.
Oh, well, I'm very hungry.
Just pull up here. Stop.
It's so quiet and peaceful here. Such a charming home you have, far from crowds of people, I detest.
Yeah, sure. This is the old family home, been in the family for two generations.
Oh.
I'll step in first and light a candle, just a minute.
All right, Ingeborg, come in.
Yeah, I'll come. Oh, and it's so much better than that noisy party they were planning for me at hotel tonight. Here I can relax.
Wish I could say the same. This is the parlor here. I thought we might...
Andy, what a wonderful surprise. Such a beautiful table of food.
Where did that come from? It's really nothing. Just a little smorgasbord for my Ingeborg.
Sit down here beside me.
Now? Shouldn't I put a little soft music on?
That can come later. Sit down.
Still don't see how to
sit closer. Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Ah, this is wonderful.
What are you thinking, Andy?
You might laugh.
Oh, no. Tell me.
Well, I was thinking.
Yeah.
How are we going to eat 4 dozen sandwiches?
Forget food now. You talk.
Sure. What sophisticated subject shall we discourse on?
Are you interested in sports?
Love them. Love sports.
Are you perhaps interested in sheen?
Huh?
Have you ever done any sheen?
Well, I don't like to brag, but I practically made it my life's work.
This last winter, I won first place in sheeing in the Alps, you know.
Well, I never entered any contest, but I'll bet I can run you a close second.
You're full of surprises. I never would have guessed.
That's nothing. Wait until you see the real surprise I've got planned.
Andy, why did you turn on all the lights?
I didn't turn them on.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Andy. Happy birthday to you.
My birthday, Mom. My gosh, my birthday.
Happy birthday, Andy.
Oh, thanks, Bob. Mom, so that's why you were trying to get me out of the house all night.
Son, you know, you should have been a lawyer. I've never seen anyone put up a better defense.
Crowds, I hate crowds. Mr. Hardy, you are a fake. Goodbye. Andy, who was that?
Gosh, Mom, I don't know. More people got in here when the lights were off.
In a moment, the Hardy family will return. Here again is the Hardy family.
Gosh, Polly, it was sure swell of you and the folks to throw this party for me. I don't know when I've had such a good time.
Well, it seems to me you were having a good time before the party.
Oh, well, I... What?
Andy, I really think I should straighten you out on your sports.
What do you mean?
Well, before the lights came on, I was close enough to hear what you and that woman were talking about.
Oh, but believe me, I haven't got any idea how she got in there.
Yes. Well, I think I can guess. Anyhow, for your information, cheating and skiing are the same thing.
Same thing?
Oh, you poor misguided child.
Hey, what are you stopping here for?
I'm going to straighten you out on your sports. Skiing is sliding downhill on snow.
Uh-huh.
And this, my dear girl, is she.
What? She?
Lucky girl, you're getting lessons from the champion.
Champion? Come here. There.
Gosh, the winner, our new champ.
The Hardy Family, starring Louis Stone, Mickey Rooney, and Faye Holden, is presented by arrangement with Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producers of East Side, West Side, starring Barbara Stanwyck, James Mason, Dan Heflin, and Ava Gardner. The Hardy Family is written by Jameson Brewer and Jack Rubin, based on characters created by Urania Luberall. Direction is by Thomas A. McAvity. Original music was composed and conducted by Jerry Fielding. Supporting cast included Eleanor Tannen, Betty Lou Gerson, and Tom Brown.